Now, as gunshots echo across the windswept, snow-covered reaches of the wild Northwest, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, the breakfast cereal shot from guns, present the challenge of... It's Yukon King, swiftest and strongest lead dog of the Northwest. Northwest Mounted Police, in his...
Hun, you huskies!
Gold. Gold discovered in the Yukon. A stampede to the Klondike in the wild race for riches. Back to the days of the gold rush. With Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice, bringing you the adventures of Sergeant Preston and his wonder dog Yukon King as they meet the challenge of the Yukon. Here's the breakfast that brings cheers from coast to coast. The breakfast that wins praise from many a He-Man Hollywood movie star, too. It's swell-tasting Quaker milk or cream and fruit. These king-size, ready-to-serve premium grains of rice or wheat are shot from guns. Yes, actually exploded up to 8 times normal size to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Tomorrow, sure, try this thrifty deluxe breakfast treat. You'll cheer, too, for Quaker Puffed Rice or Quaker Puffed Wheat. Sergeant Preston, one snowy winter night, when they heard a girl's voice calling to them.
Sergeant, wait for me!
Monte Carlo. She was young and pretty, but as she ran toward the sergeant, her face was a mask of terror.
He's killed him. He's dead. I know it.
What are you talking about, Ann?
Dave called me after what's happened.
Well, try to tell me what's happened.
All right. Dave hasn't been feeling well, and... come with me. I'll tell you as we walk.
Where?
To Dave's cabin, near the Klondike end of 4th Street.
All right, let's go. Come on, King.
Dave had Monte Carlo at 10 o'clock. When he hadn't shown up by 11, I decided to take a walk to his cabin and see if he were really ill. He wasn't there.
That's nothing to be worried about.
Isn't it, though? Wait until you see.
See what?
There's a stain on the floor. Sergeant, it's a blood stain.
We'll investigate.
The sergeant, the girl, and Treats of Dawson were dark. But when they reached 4th and turned right toward the Klondike River, they could see a light shining from one of the cabins.
That's it.
Did you find the lamp lit when you reached the cabin?
No, I lit it.
Did you see any tracks leading to the cabin?
No.
Or away from it?
No. It was only a few minutes ago, Sergeant. Why, look. The snow's covered up my own tracks already.
Door was unlocked?
Yes. You'll see. Something awful must have happened.
Here we are.
The light from the lamp on the table fell directly on the red stain. King ran toward it.
There. That's blood, Sergeant.
King seems to agree with you.
What have they done to him?
Sit down, Anne, please.
Oh, how can I? We've got to go after him. We've got to find him.
Sit down here.
But, Sergeant,
if you want me to help you, you must help me. Now answer my question.
I'll try.
Good. Now, it's true there's a blood stain on the floor, but it isn't very large. Dave may simply have cut himself, and right now be at Doc Munson's getting a finger bandage.
Do you really think so? Let's go and find out.
Now, wait. What I want to know is... why you jumped to the conclusion that he'd been murdered?
I don't know. I was so upset when I saw...
There must have been some reason. Does Dave have any enemies?
Well, he owns Bonanza 47. He's a rich man now. There are a lot of...
the man's claimed by killing him. Answer me, Anne. Does he have any enemies? Is there anyone who'd like to see Dave Cortland dead?
Yes.
Who?
That stranger who was talking to Steve last night in the Monte Carlo.
Stranger?
Well, he's new to Dawson. I found out afterwards his name was Frank Mason. He was standing at the bar. It was just after David left. He watched Dave as he walked out, and then he leaned across to Steve.
Hey, who's that fella that just walked out?
His name's Dave Cortland.
Yeah? Wasn't when I knew him in Frisco. Called himself Don Corby then.
You sure you got the right man?
He hasn't changed much. He ought to be in jail.
I think you've made a mistake. Dave's all right. Everybody likes him.
Oh, he's easy to like, all right, for those who don't know him.
But we do know him. And when he made his big strike, there wasn't a man in Dawson who wasn't glad of it.
A big strike, huh?
He owns Bonanza 47.
Which proves there's no justice.
Just a minute. I don't like the way you're talking about Dave.
What's that?
You heard me.
Lady, I wasn't talking to you.
I don't care. Dave and I are going to be married, and whatever you say about him, just what are you insinuating?
Nothing. It wouldn't do me any good. You wouldn't pay attention.
I certainly wouldn't.
That's too bad. You look to be pretty regular.
You said that he ought to be in jail.
Personally, I'd like to see him dead.
Why?
That's my business.
Well, you can't just say something like that and leave it there. Why? What right have you to talk that way?
Just ask him if he remembers Flora Mason. I'm sorry for you, sister. Good night.
Walked out of the place. I asked Dave about Flora Mason the next morning, and he'd never even heard the name. Obviously, this Frank Mason made a mistake. Thought Dave was someone else, but he said that he'd like to see him dead. Steve can vouch for that.
I'll have a talk with Mason. Does Dave have other enemies?
It was what Mason said that upset me.
No one else who dislikes him?
Not really.
Which means there is.
No. Rex and he aren't friends anymore, but... Oh, it is. That's all my fault. I thought I liked Rex until I met Dave, but Rex wouldn't do anything to hurt Dave because he wouldn't do anything to hurt me. I'm sure of that.
And I'm going to take you home.
But I'm due back at the Monte Carlo.
You're in no condition to sing tonight. I'll take you home.
Well, then what? What are you going to do?
Going to try and find Dave.
Oh, can't I help? Can't I go with you?
No, but I'll let you know as soon as I locate him.
You talk as if he was still alive.
Why not? Oh, just one thing more. Those mittens on the table there, do they belong to him?
Yes, I knitted them. He used to wear them all the time.
I'll take them. Here, King. Here's a clue for you. Smell them, boy. That's right. Now, we want to find this man, King.
Sergeant, all this snow. He can't follow a trail tonight, can he?
He'll follow it if he ever picks it up. Come on, let's go.
It took the sergeant 2 hours to make sure that Dave Cortland was not in Dawson. There was no one who had seen him after 6 o'clock that evening. No one who had seen him leave the town. The sergeant found both Rex Taylor and Frank Mason at the Monte Carlo, and he questioned them one after the other in the back room of the cafe. Rex was first.
Rex, how long have you known Dave?
For several years. We came up here together.
From San Francisco?
From Portland.
You were partners?
Until last year.
It's because of Ann that you split up?
Well, no. Neither of us met her until after that. There wasn't any particular reason for our split up. If Dave Cortland is dead, Sergeant, I didn't kill him. I'd admit that if he were out of the way, I might stand a chance with Ann. I'd like to marry her, but... Well...
Well, what?
Dave and I were friends once. Good friends. You can't forget that.
I'm not accusing you of anything, Rex. That's all for now. Ask Mason to step in here, please.
Sure thing.
Your turn, Mason.
Go behind him.
So talking too much has got me into trouble, eh, Sergeant?
That remains to be seen. You believe that Dave Cortland is really a man named Don Corby?
I don't know what his real name is. He's the same man who called himself Don Corby.
When did you know him?
5 years ago in San Francisco. He was engaged to my sister Flora.
Last night you said you'd like to see him dead.
And I won't take that back even if he is dead.
Why not? What did he do to make you hate him?
It was the way that he treated Flora. They were engaged. She trusted him. She gave him all her money to invest. He did a fine job. He lost every penny of it. At least he said he did.
You think he stole her money?
Yes, I do. And even if he didn't, he deserted her afterwards. Jilted her. Just disappeared. It's only natural for me to feel the way that I do.
It isn't natural to contemplate a murder.
I didn't.
You were seen on 4th Street at 7 o'clock tonight.
Well, whatever.
You were seen walking toward Cortland's cabin.
Well, I went there. I admit it.
You went inside?
No, sir. I just looked in the window.
Why'd you do that?
Well, the reason I went there, I was going to tell him what I thought of him. I changed my mind.
Why?
Because if I told him that Flora was dead and he'd laughed, then maybe I would have killed him. But I didn't, Sergeant, and you can't accuse me of it.
I'm not accusing anyone. I have no evidence that Cortland's dead. Not yet. But I'm warning you not to leave Dawson.
I won't.
You're living at the Palace Hotel.
Yes, sir.
That'll be all for tonight.
Okay.
Well, I haven't learned much, King. Perhaps there's nothing to learn. Dave had a dog team. It's gone. He may have driven up to the Bonanza without saying anything to anyone. I'll have to go up there and find out. But he told Ann he'd meet her at the Monte Carlo tonight. And then there's that bloodstain on the floor. I'm going back to the cabin and check it once more before we start for the Bonanza. Come along, fellow.
The sergeant went from the Monte Carlo to headquarters. There he left word of his intention to drive out to the Bonanza. And a few minutes later, King was leading the sergeant's team through the deserted streets of the sleeping town. When they reached the cabin on 4th Street, the sergeant called out an order to halt.
Okay. How are you, Hester? Okay.
I'll light the lamp.
Cabin. He found a locked straw.
Probably full of dust. The lock hasn't been tampered with at all. There's been no robbery committed here. We'll keep on...
There was no evidence of violence in the cabin with the exception of the bloodstain on the floor. When the sergeant had finished his examination, he stood near the table. Absent-mindedly, he took out the pair of mittens Ann had knit for Dave. King growled.
You don't forget, Beer King. What? What's the matter with the dogs? Sounds like another team heading this way. Yes, and stopping out in front. Dave Cortland, you make me feel a little foolish, but greatly relieved.
Is anything wrong?
Evidently not. Anne Waring brought me here earlier tonight. You were gone, and there was a bloodstain on the floor. She was afraid something had happened to you.
No. Nothing's happened to me. But I'm glad you're here, Sergeant. I want to confess. I murdered my twin brother.
As Cortland spoke, Sergeant Preston looked at the man as though he could hardly believe the startling confession. We'll continue our story in just a moment. Shot from guns. These three famous words mean a breakfast treat all ready to eat. The original, the one and only Quaker Puffed Rice or Quaker Puffed Wheat. Yes, these are giant-sized grains. I said giant-sized. And they actually are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender. Quaker Puffed Rice and Quaker Puffed Wheat, that makes them bigger and better tasting. They're a thrifty deluxe family breakfast treat that's easy to fix as falling off a log. Just pour out a bowlful, add some fruit, talk about good. More important, long hours at school and play call for a hearty breakfast. And Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice furnish added food values of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. So how about it? You'll be getting off to a flying start when you eat Quaker Puffed Wheat or Quaker Puffed Rice. And to get the original crisp, fresh wheat or rice shot from guns, always buy the big red and blue package with the smiling Quaker man on the front. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are never sold in bags or bulk. Now to continue our story. After he had made his startling announcement that he had murdered his brother, Cortland sank into a chair.
Just give me a few minutes and I'll tell you all about it.
Your twin brother?
Yes. His name was Don. I hadn't seen him for years until tonight. He just got into Dawson.
And you killed him?
It was self-defense, believe me.
I'm going to warn you that anything you say may be used against you.
I'm going to tell the whole truth.
What have you done with the body?
I should... But when I saw what I'd done, I was afraid. I carried him outside and put him on my sled. I harnessed the team and took him up to my claim on the Bonanza. He's buried there.
Buried?
Yes.
You burnt out the ground?
Covered him with rocks and snow. I'll show you.
You'd better do that right away, Cortland.
I'm ready. Anytime you are.
Let's go.